just a minute. Carl finally goes back to work and doesn't know how he feels about that. It's Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. PJ, Valentine's Day was this past week, of course, and we have some news for people out there who are still looking for romance. New research shows that if you want happiness and love, you should look for dates who are what?
Farthest away from my wife and her gun.
I'm using kind of a metaphorical you,
oh,
PJ.
I see.
I'm not actually
not really
suggesting.
Me.
No.
It's not really me. Now
no,
I
no, no,
get
no.
it.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
You look for the person with a whole bunch of money.
No, no. Even the metaphorical you is a Republican, and I appreciate that. No, I'll try to give you a hint. This will appeal to listeners of a certain age. Maybe you should go for Potsy, not the Fonz.
I'm older than that.
You really?
Yeah, I never watched that show.
Let me see if I can think of
something.
That show
was about me. It wasn't,
Yeah, that was your, that was sort of a sitcom version of your
youth. I lived that. I didn't have to watch it.
Right.
How about Dobie Gillis instead of Maynard G.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Thank you.
Look for the nerd, the nebbish.
Exactly. The socially awkward one. That's what you should do.
Okay. Now I get it. Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure.
That was great.
Fellow member of my generation.
You translate it further backwards. Think of the Miller's wife in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales rather than...
I'm not that old.
Okay. No, if you're looking for somebody to date, pick the person who's goofy and socially awkward, say the sociologist.
They are goofy and socially awkward.
Exactly.
They're
the sociologists are themselves trying to get dates.
They are.
I see.
I see right through this.
I think you should pick the person in the white lab jacket.
Yeah.
No, what?
What is it? The mouse.
Yeah.
Is this on the theory they're what? Eager to please?
No. It's slightly more complicated than that. Let me explain. The guy or gal who seems to have it all, charm, wit, professionally white in teeth.
It's taken already.
No. The idea... You don't have a chance with them. You're sitting at home reading sociology reports. Are you kidding? No. The idea is that these person are, by definition, so good at adapting to social situations, seeming attractive and confident, that their real personality is hidden. It's a mystery. Scientists call these highly successful, popular people self-monitors. And they're very appealing, superficially. But a new study says they themselves are not happy in relationships. They're not good at commitment. Because they avoid honest disclosure, you see. So the next time you're at a bar, some sort of pickup joint, and you see that studly guy with a posse of gals laughing at his every word, just move right past him and head straight to the dork with the cell phone holster playing bar trivia. I will be really happy to meet you. I'm very approachable. And my wife is unarmed, so. Roxanne, good news. Good news for you, Roxanne. It's now easier for scientists to track flying lemurs.
Well, that's a load off my mind.
They're using a device adapted from a common household game. What?
All right. They can track the flying lemurs.
Yes, and they're using an interesting... application of technology that is more commonly found...
In a household game.
Yeah, household
game.
Like
a board game?
No, like a computer game.
Like a computer game.
Specific one that a lot of families are trying to get these days.
A lot of families are trying to get a computer. I don't know. Let's see. All right. I need a hint.
She thinks you're just having a good time. She's looking at you. She's going, what are they doing? The seats aren't moving. They did say that.
All right.
Yes, the Wii. Nintendo Wii, the controller, flying lemurs who were waiting in line at Target for their Wiis are now in luck. Scientists are providing lemurs with their own Wii-like controllers in order to see how they jump from tree to tree in the forest. The controller sits in a tiny backpack on the lemur. Lemurs with backpacks. And it can measure acceleration and motion when they take off and land. That'll help scientists figure out how they glide and also how they keep getting strikes when they bowl. They're good at that. The lemurs say they're happily testing out the video game equipment as long as researchers decide not to test the accuracy of their old duck hunt guns.
See, I'll tell you what the problem here is that I'm actually kind of a Luddite, and we don't have a Wii system at home.
Really?
Well, yeah, we're still at the PS2 stage.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
I just got
wow.
cable 2 years ago. Yeah, I mean, wow. you know.
You're falling behind the lemurs. You know, this is beyond Luddite. This is...
I know you're not like other folks, but for once, could we pretend, though? Let me be like other kids. Why can't I have Nintendo?